Grace to you and peace from God our Creator and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It's wonderful to be with you on this anniversary day. I give thanks to you, Rector Dixon, for inviting me. Thank you so much for your hospitality. So here we are, 90 years since the first congregation worshiped in this space. And a lot has changed. 1929 was the year 7-Up was created. Any of y'all remember 7-Up? Herbert Hoover was our president. 1929 was the first year for the Academy Awards. It was also the year of Al Capone and the St. Valentine's Massacre. And of course, not the least event, this was when this church was consecrated, but I have to say, a month after this church was consecrated, the stock market crashed. So let's hope things change. So 2019 is not 1929, but the walk we have with our Lord Jesus Christ has not changed. The cost of discipleship is the same yesterday, the same today, and the same in 90 years from now. And that cost sounds harder than we might like. If you don't believe me, we could get your deacon to come read the gospel again. Hate your father and mother. Carry the cross. Give up all your possessions. This is not exactly selling points for church growth. I read those and I thought, if this is the good news, it's a wonder 90 years later we're still here. But of course it is the good news, because the good news always calls us to go deeper in our love of the Lord and our willingness to serve the Lord in this world. We only let go of things because we're held by something else. And so when Jesus talks about laying a foundation, he isn't talking really about buildings. He isn't even talking about reciting the catechism. He isn't even talking about wonderful church programs. He is talking about a relationship with the living God. Because the truth is, it's wonderful to have this building. It'll be even more wonderful when all this stuff is done. Because this building honors God. This building gives depth to our worship. The writer Dostoevsky was exactly right. Beauty will save the world. And this space is beautiful now. It'll be even more beautiful when you get all this construction done. But it may be out of place for me to say this as a guest in this church, but the truth is, we're not here for the building. The truth is, we're here because Christianity is a love affair with the living God. We're here because through the Holy Spirit, God has touched us and captured our hearts. And we know the only life, the only real life we have is when we're connected to that love and when we're vehicles for that love. And so this building, like everything else, is an instrument for God's love, for God's work, for our calling to serve God in this world. This building is a telescope through which we can glimpse heaven, but we are not called to worship the telescope. Christianity is this love affair that we're invited deeper and deeper and deeper into. And that love affair is why people have worshiped in this building for 90 years and hopefully will worship in this building for more than 90 years to come. But let's remember that Jesus calls disciples like you and me, and when he calls us, he says you have to let go of everything else, everything else. We need to remember there's nothing wrong with families, there's nothing wrong with jobs, there's nothing wrong with all of creation, but everything on earth is part of the telescope. To use Episcopal language, we live in a sacramental world. Sacraments help us experience God, but they're the telescope, not the heaven itself. As a theologian Herb Butterfield said, hold on to Christ, and for the rest, be totally uncommitted. So maybe a story helps. It always helps me. As many of you know, Henry Nouwen wrote a whole bunch of books that made him incredibly famous. And because of that, he had this really prestigious job at Yale Divinity School. But in the middle of his very successful career, he resigned his position at Yale. He did that because he realized his fame was causing him to forget who he was and what he was on earth for. So instead, he joined one of the large communities where the residents are primarily handicapped children and youth. He joined the large community because he was no longer the famous Henry Nouwen. He was just Henry. Now, he did travel, but when he would travel from this point on, his custom was to take someone, one of the members of the community, with him, often a young boy named Adam. Henry went on a trip to Texas, and he was unable to take Adam with him for whatever reason. So, being in Texas, he bought a cowboy hat for Adam. He was so excited about how excited Adam would be when he received this. So when he first got back to the community, he found Adam, he called him in, and he showed him this cowboy hat. Adam took the hat and put it on the ground and stomped on it. And what he said to Henry Nouwen is, I don't want your stupid hat. I want you. This building isn't stupid. This building has been a gift for faithful people to worship God and to be nourished on their journey for 90 years. But here's the thing. This building, like all of creation, is simply a vehicle. It is simply a tool. It is simply part of the telescope. It's not the thing itself. It points to the thing. And ultimately, God doesn't want our buildings. God doesn't want this one. God doesn't want the National Cathedral. God wants all of us, body, mind, and soul. If Christianity is not a love affair with the living God, it's not Christianity. It just means we're offering God our stupid ideas or our stupid hats. We come here Sunday after Sunday to remember who we are as followers of Jesus. We come here Sunday after Sunday to remember why we're here on this earth. We come here so that we get God inside of us to remember we are Christ bearers to the world. And that our job as Christians is about transformation. Transformation of ourselves, transformation of our brothers and sisters, transformation of the world. Once I was lost, and now I am found. And when I became found, I became equipped to help my brothers and sisters who became lost themselves. Our deepest care is not for the past. Our deepest care is not even for the future. Our deepest care is for right now, because this is the only moment we have. It's the only time we have to be reconnected to the source of life, the source of love. And that's what this building is finally for. We come here so that we have a space for women and men to praise God, to remember God, and to recall who they are as instruments of God's grace. I don't know about you, but I always come to eat the bread of heaven, to drink from the cup of salvation. So what did Jesus tell us about this? You shall love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love God, love your neighbor, change the world. That's our foundation. That's our mission. That's the purpose of this building. It was so 90 years ago. It is so today. It will always be so. Love God, love your neighbor, change the world. Dare to believe that that's our calling. Dare to believe that God has equipped us to do that. Dare to believe that what ails our country can be cured by that. I believe that. That's why I'm here. So, one other quick story. My wife always said, when you say quick story, people don't believe you. But this really is a quick story. When I first became a priest, there was a fourth grade boy in my parish named William. And William came down with some form of childhood cancer. And as a result, he had to have chemotherapy. So I went and talked to him and talked to his mother about that. And during that conversation, I said to William, "Are you scared?" And he said, "The doctor said I would be okay. So I'm not really scared about whether the treatment's going to work or not. I just don't want to lose my hair. I just don't want to go to school and have the other kids laugh at me." Well, William was right. The treatment did work, but he's also right. He did lose his hair. So his first day of school, he wore a baseball hat. This was in Nashville, so it was a Vanderbilt Commodore's hat. His mother led him out of the car, and she said, "Don't worry, William, it'll be fine." But of course, your mother always says that, and William didn't believe that. Because what did his mother know about the realities of the fourth grade? So when he walked into the room, he was determined to keep his hat on. But when he walked in the room, he discovered that every boy in his class had shaved his head. Ordinary people, in ordinary circumstances, so filled with compassion that through their actions, they changed the world. That's our calling. That's why we're here. Love God, love your neighbor, change the world, one person at a time. Yes, we give thanks for this sanctuary. And if it's the Lord's will, may it be here more than 90 years from now. May it not only be a place of true worship, may it always be a place of transformation. A place where the prayers and the hymns and the sermons and the wine and the bread set our hearts on fire to love God, to love our neighbor, and to change the world. Amen.